You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
It is 17 past the hour. Getting ready for Turkey Day in H-Town. Roland Martin is in with us. Roland, you ready, bruh?
Hey, man, I'm ready for Turkey Day, but first we got to barbecue some Chicago Bulls tonight with my Rockets playing in Houston.
On so. Already with the barbecuing of Chicago. Jeez.
That's two days in a row you've been civil like
that. Give us a break.
Yeah, I'm just going to the game. Sorry, Civil.
Okay.
So look forward to seeing James Harden in play. All right, then, folks. We all remember the controversial story that just, you know, again, was covered all across the country with regards to in 1989 when a woman says she was raped in Central Park. And you had people talked about they were wilding out, these wild beasts, this pack of people, in Central Park. And then later they actually were exonerated for the crime. Now they're suing the city. Well, director Ken Burns, you know him from many of his documentaries on PBS. He has a new documentary out called The Central Park Five that, again, is raising some critical issues. He joins us right now. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is, you know, you think back in history, the Scottsboro Boys. You think about other stories of where black men have had to deal with a legal system, a prison system, wrongfully convicted. I mean, this story here, frankly, ranks right up there.
It really does. Mayor Ed Koch called the original rape a very, very brutal rape that left the victim nearly dead by a sociopath, we later learned, as a crime of the century and as a test for the justice system. I'm not sure if it was the crime of the century, but it certainly failed the test of the justice system because instead of ignoring evidence which pointed to the actual rapist who was then left free to rape and actually kill again and again and again, they instead decided that it was this roving pack, this wolf pack of subhuman animals that were called wilding when they were just five black and Hispanic teenagers, children really, 14, 15, and a developmentally challenged 16-year-old who ended up in up to 30 years of intense police interrogation, all told that if they just said that someone else did it, they'd get to go home. And the oldest one went home after 13 years, and only after the actual rapist had a crisis of conscience, was in jail, and confessed, and his DNA matched, and all of a sudden everyone went back, and lo and behold, not only had the police and prosecutors not entertained an alternative theory, but the media, which had just swallowed this whole, they liked the idea of roving, predatory black men, then the real evidence suggested that it was a sociopath, and of course, because the media was complicit in this horror story that we all experienced in 1989, it was just a whisper in 2002 when they had their convictions vacated. Mm. And that whisper has permitted reactionary forces within the police department and the prosecutor's department in the city of New York to push back over the last 10 years and resist allowing the civil suit to actually go forward. They've done unbelievable things. Mm-hmm. All it. In fact, they just subpoenaed all of our outtakes and notes from our film, and I say our because my daughter Sarah Burns and my son-in-law David McMahon are the equal co-directors of this film. It is opening theatrically the day after Thanksgiving in New York City, and it's going to spread out to other cities towards the end of the year. But we were outraged, and we told them what they could do with their subpoena. So now I'm fighting City Hall.
And now they want the outtakes because, again, they're being sued for millions of dollars, and they're trying to cover their butts. And so they somehow believe that your film, your research, and that of everyone working on it somehow can help their case to prevent having to pay these young men for being wrongfully imprisoned.
Well, you know what I think they're doing is a fishing expedition, Roland. And so they're saying, hey, Roland, you told us back in 1989 that you entered the park at 9:01. You told Ken and Sarah and Dave that you entered at 9:02. Do you always lie? So they're just going to try to look for inconsistencies in a whole body of testimony and try to build a case. Now, human beings, everything varies. We're now talking about something that's 23 years ago. These were 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids. They've subpoenaed records from their parents, you know, for 25 years of employment, health, public assistance records, stuff completely not germane to the case. What they're trying to do is, the reason why people say you don't fight City Hall is not because they're malicious. It's because they're a bureaucracy. And they've put the slows on this. They've poured molasses into the works, and it's frustrating.
Folks, the documentary, The Central Park Five, opens the day after Thanksgiving in New York. Look forward to coming to your city after that. This is an important story. Again, black folks have known it for years, but don't think it happened 50 years ago. It still can happen even today. Ken Burns, we certainly appreciate it.
Mr. Burns, where can we get more information about finding out how it's going to be shown across the country?
Well, if you go